Rural communities lacking high-speed internet may be able to connect with additional federal funding to improve broadband service. Liam Niemeyer reports the new federal budget deal includes $500 million for a broadband program called ReConnect.
Vivian Livingood is the mayor of Gilbert in southern West Virginia. The small town of under 500 people has struggled for years without reliable internet. Livingood says that hampers Gilbert's tourism, businesses, and schools.
We get kicked off the internet here every 2 minutes, and that's if we can afford the internet. And it's just pitiful service. It's not fast.
Last year, the town received a state grant to study its internet needs. But Livingood says money to actually build broadband infrastructure is still hard to find. That might change with the new funding for a USDA rural development pilot program called ReConnect. The year-old program allows underserved communities to apply for loans and grants for broadband projects. USDA Rural Development Kentucky State Director Hilda Legg says some funding available is 100% grants that can make projects affordable. But Legg says communities will still have to compete with others across the country.
So it requires local leadership to be committed to it and then to support segments of the private sector that may want to come in and help them put a plan together and an application together.
The ReConnect program also is happening alongside other federal and state broadband efforts. Philip Brown helps oversee one such state effort, Kentucky Wired. Brown says ReConnect applicants could also use Kentucky Wired's middle mile network, referring to the network's main hub, but they don't have to.
There's no requirement that an applicant for any of the federal subsidy programs, you know, use our network. They're going to go find the middle mile network that works for them.
Kentucky's state auditor found Kentucky Wired to be $100 million over budget with multiple delays in its construction. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.